Butler. What Butler? What was his name?
Rhett Butler.
Yes.
It was Rhett, not Red.
Oh, well, he was Red, too.
All right, then, Scarlett O'Hara.
So today, on this day of the 7th of April, yes, and it's supposed to be spring outside, but it's kind of not really.
It's
but,
coming.
Oh, trust me, and yes, it's coming. And I will give you the the weather forecast.
Forecast? What are you selling us? LTDs?
Yeah, Chris, you're throwing me off. I can't even look at you anymore.
Why, do I have a mustache?
It's the light shining down on
No, Christ. He's right. I have a mustache. I know I never have a mustache, but I do right now. So maybe that's throwing my game off. I feel like Teddy Roosevelt. What the hell was that? All right, anyways, it's time for your threesome, boys and girls.
You're gonna need to gain like 200 pounds.
It's time for your threesome, and this week I am going to do a little Freddie Mercury with Queen.
Mercury.
What? What? He had a mustache, too. A pretty good one, too. Chris, stop it. You're making me laugh way too hard today.
I'm looking away from you.
You're looking at the clock. Oh, why don't you tell them how they can get in touch with us if they want to call?
They don't want to call.
They're afraid to talk to you, Beto.
All right, the number is 855-915. Look at him. I can't even. 9636. But anyways, we're gonna go with the little Queen for the threesome at three, and we'll be back with the silly news and the wheel.
Oh, and also a tribute, a Funny Man tribute,
and a Funny Man tribute to Don Rickles. Yes, sir. All right. Want to take us out, Chris?
You're listening to The Threesome at 3 on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a cool boy. Easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me. Mama just killed a man. A gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama, ooh, didn't mean to make you cry. If I'm not back again this time tomorrow, carry
of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo
Figaro.
Magnifico! I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah!
No, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah!
We will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah!
We will not let you go.
Let me go!
We will not let you go.
Let me go!
We will not let you go.
Never let me go!
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia!
Mamma mia, let me go!
Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me.
Sat on the fence, but I don't want
keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn.
He's a NASCAR champion who's
Dear Predict.
Turn me up.
You're up, bro. Oh. And we apologize for that little tweak. We apologize for that interference, boys and girls, but we love Fat Bottom Girls and we couldn't wait to get to it.
Yeah!
That's right. Fat Bottom Girls, they do make the rockin' world go round, and I definitely apologize for the fact that Chris, the Christ man, funny man, completely annihilated my song Under Pressure, and wow. Because he wanted to dedicate that song to his wife, Fat Bottom Girls. So.
What is wrong with you?
So, oh my God. Anyways, that was your threesome at three of Queen. And, you know, if you don't have a threesome with Queen, I don't know who you're going to have a threesome with. Welcome back to the Giddy Up Boys and Girls, 3:18 in the afternoon. And that was your Queen. I guess. I'm just kidding. And Aubrey, you know I'm just kidding. If you're listening in, you know I'm just kidding. Anyways, welcome back to the Giddy Up, boys and girls. And at this time, we're going to do some silly news, or are we going to do
silly
the...
news?
Or are we going to do the wheel?
News.
News? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so... Carla.
Yes.
Miss Carla.
Miss Carla in the
yes,
house.
Yes, the only beautiful one in the room.
Oh, jeez. Come on now.
What do you mean?
All right. You two are just filled with
a couple of shaved apes.
Crazy bastards.
Well, that always, you know, goes hand in hand with shaved apes.
All right, before I start our news, I got a big shout out to my DJ friend, Steve Spinelli, who's listening in.
Oh, right. All right. DJ yeah. Spinelli, I know him very well.
They should call him Spin. DJ Spins.
DJ Spin, yep.
No,
all the time I call him Spin.
Yep.
Nice.
DJ Spinelli. And moving on to our funny news. We have a hero squirrel attempting to eat a taco nearly
well, hey.
The size of its whole body.
Listen.
That was the name of a Pearl Jam song.
Hero taco?
Yeah, no, a hero squirrel tries to eat a taco in the park the size of his body. They changed it to elderly woman, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Too funny.
All right. Good try, Christopher.
Yeah.
Christopher.
All right, taco squirrel is just the latest urban animal caught in a feeding frenzy by a world hungry for photos of urban animals eating fast food.
Listen, what makes an urban animal?
The ones
does
that
mean
out in the city.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, they're animals. They're, you know, they're in the wild, pretty much. What do they have, like... jackknives?
They don't have enough room, so ones that live in the city.
What makes them an urban animal?
They're more bold. They go trash hunting in your barrels. Yeah. They look in your windows. They eat your house.
Oh, eat your house?
They do.
They eat your house?
He ate
do they look in your
roof.
Windows?
What? Yeah. He dug a hole through my brand new roof.
That's in your current house?
Yeah.
Did you make him pay for it?
Bastard. No.
Did you sue him?
No. We also had a squirrel incident.
I don't think he has a lawyer.
We had a family jumped into my attic. We had to catch those.
Squirrel lawyer.
Yep.
This fall on CBS, Squirrel Lawyer.
Squirrel Lawyers.
Oh, he's not a squirrel lawyer. He's a lawyer that defends squirrels.
He defends squirrels and raccoons.
All right, you crazy guy. So apparently this is a trend beginning September.
And the funny thing is, this is National Beer Day,
it
right?
Is?
And neither one of us are drunk at all.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Oh, good. All right.
This is just the way we act on
truly,
a normal, average day.
Every time I've seen you, yep, I agree.
That's Jughead, Amachi, and your Veronica.
Great. All right.
I prefer to be Mr. Weatherby.
Oh, would you? Well, you gotta get some glasses. Oh, actually, you do have glasses. All right, Mr. Weatherby.
I can't read news with you two going on and on like this.
Why? Is this disturbing?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
The constant interruptions. No. Not at all.
We're still more professional than Channel 7.
I'll give you that.
That is true.
Oh, man.
I will give you that.
They can't get a story out, and they're getting paid.
Yeah, good point, bro.
All right. So So listen, this trend began in September 2015 with the appearance of Pizza Rat, which was a rodent seen drinking. Hold on.
What? He was drinking?
He was drinking, dragging all out.
A drunk rat?
A slice of cheap pizza down the stairs of a New York subway.
That's what they do in New York, right?
The man that posted the video said it has nothing to do with it. Either way, the cheesy video managed to inspire people to take out
the cheesy video. Oh, very, very.
No, it's an extra cheese.
Yep, so people are out taking pictures of animals.
You can't take me seriously with this mustache, can you? Yep. No, I know.
People with.
I feel like listening to more Queen now.
All right, I'm just going to, like, go in the other room.
No, please continue.
We're sorry. I apologize.
We'll keep quiet.
Yeah, right. All right, this is Polly's favorite story you want to hear about.
Okay.
Police find a young girl living with monkeys in a forest in India.
Don't say it like it's my favorite story. I found it intriguing.
He finds it intriguing.
You find
it
intriguing.
Yes, I.
For the record, that is not me.
Not this time.
Oh, all right. Coming from India. Police in India are searching for the parents of a young girl who was found in a forest and appeared to have been living with monkeys. Stop it! I cannot read. What is going on?
What's going on? There's nothing going on. Color, there's nothing going on.
Oh my goodness, this is a WTF moment. I can't even do it.
I'm already on the story ends. I'm curious.
I'm afraid of the sound effects that are coming out. Sound effects. Turn that off.
All right, I'll turn it off.
Jesus Christ. Get him under control.
I don't have my weapon chair.
Oh my God, shave that mustache. Something is going on. All right, villagers notified police after they saw the girl in a remote forest in a wildlife sanctuary in northern India. When police discovered that she had no clothes, appeared to be tanned from prolonged exposure to the sun, and had clawing. Stop it! And had claw-like nails. Sounds like some of the people I work with.
Really? No. Oh, thanks a lot.
Not you, you goof. The girl was with a group of monkeys.
Now I know how Dom DeLuise felt when he peed himself on the Tonight Show.
With whom she appeared to be very comfortable. When a police officer attempted to rescue her, the monkey and the girl screamed when the officer detained her. When the officers called the girl, the monkeys attacked him, but he was able to rescue her anyway.
And you know what he said?
Okay, terrific.
Yeah, exactly. The girl has spent, she said she spent many years with animals and so behaved like them.
Oh, she must have thrown her poop.
Oh, man. When she was first rescued, the girl ran using her arms and legs and ate food directly off the floor using only her mouth.
I gotta tell you, we have
she did not
no
have a
fun
mustache.
On this show, ever.
All I see his mustache.
It's so boring.
There's like nothing.
It is the most boring show at WMFO. And you know, we all stare at each other and just hope that it'll be over soon.
Yes, this is this the educational hour?
I don't know what
we
it
have
is.
Callers speaking about primates raising.
Oh. Hey, we're primates. She just ragged on us, and especially my mustache. Hey, listen, I have to grow a mustache. I'm a primate.
I can't even continue with the news. I'm just done.
Is there any pictures of the...
There is, yeah.
No, no, she
I think there's a YouTube
she's
video.
Definitely... she was... Which I didn't even understand or notice, I should say, that she was filming us being idiots,
yeah.
which is not very hard to do because it happens every, 30 seconds. But she was filming us, and if she wants to put that on, our Facebook, that's fine. I think.
Don't tempt me.
she's got her finger on the button. Oh, man. Well, we have some sad entertainment news, but
yes,
being the giddy up, we're going to laugh through it.
Yeah.
All right.
Take
it away.
The legendary, being the funny man, I thought it was appropriate for me to comment on this, is one of the greatest comics and great influence.
I agree with you, sir.
The insult comic who could insult anybody and they would not get offended. They would just laugh.
Because he had that cachet.
He did.
That, you wouldn't get offended.
I mean, imagine what he would say about your mustache. And you would laugh about it.
What? I wouldn't laugh about it. I'd just punch him in the face.
No, nobody punched Rickles.
No, exactly.
So, one of my favorite stories that was in Don Rickles' autobiography was when he was starting out in the 50s as a stand-up comedian, he would open for, some people know.
Frank Sinatra.
And that's the guy. So he opened for Sinatra, and now he wasn't tight with Sinatra like he was later in life. He just met him a few times from opening up for him.
Because Sinatra liked him, because he thought he was, very funny.
He's at a restaurant, he sees Frank Sinatra, and he goes up to Sinatra, goes, Mr., the story, he goes, Mr.
Sinatra. I do know the story, yes, sir.
Hey, I'm on a date with this young lady. Can you do me a favor? Can you come up and say hello and act like you know me really well? I know it's an inconvenience, but I would really appreciate it if you acted like I was a big deal. Frank says, "You're a funny kid. I'll do it for you. No problem." Sinatra finishes his meal, walks by Don Rickles' table with his date, and goes, "Don, hey, how you doing tonight? I didn't know you eat here." Rickles turns around, shoots back, and goes, Frank, can you see him on a date? Oh my God, some people.
Yes, I knew that story. But
I love that
story. It is a great story.
And we'll just...
As well.
Frank, may I say publicly to you, is the bomb of the year. All over, Frank.
So little of the man himself.
That's okay.
Frank Sinatra. Yeah.
To my black brothers, Red Fox, Cliff Wilson, the one to pay. Sorry.
You guys are crazy.
It's your whole life.
He was really a racist. he was the Archie Bunker of comedy.
There was one thing he did on Letterman that killed me once. When they put a camera in a restaurant.
I have a Jewish wife. She doesn't do that. She has so much jewelry on, she can't keep her head up.
Randy Bannon, not the news.
Okay, moving on. Shall we do questions with Kala now?
Oh, man. Yeah, let's do that.
You don't want to do the wheel?
Do the wheel.
You want to do the wheel, and then we'll come back. Okay, right on. All right.
It's up to you.
Yes, do the wheel, get the music, then that, and blah, 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 blah.
Questions with Kala.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So we're going to take you back, the Wayback Machine, to 1987.
That's right.
In the Aquanet team.
Yes. Back when Aquanet White Can was, Yeah, I see you. What do you think? Gosh.
He's making fun of both of us.
So we're going to do the...
You can't make fun of me. I never had high hair like he did.
That's why we got you on the mustache.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Yes, thank you.
Right?
And it,
right back at ya.
All right, so number 20. A band that is celebrating the 30th anniversary of this album this year. U2 with I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. Number 19, on a note clip from this, it's from that arm wrestling movie, Over the Top. It's Sammy Hagar, Winner Takes It All. And this is his last song before he joined Van Halen. Coming up next is...
Before he bought his own island.
The Man With No Control. It's Eddie Money.
who may not have all of his marbles or not. Endless Nights. Number 17, Duran Duran guitarist for the solo effort, I Might Lie, that's Andy Taylor. At number 16, another solo artist breaking away from his band, it's Lou Gramm from Foreigner with Ready or Not. He had a huge little solo career.
Yeah.
Midnight Blue.
Right,
and,
right.
And the song for the Lost
Boys. He did, you're right, absolutely.
I might go on record saying one of my favorite songs from 87, Psychedelic Furs with Heartbreak Beats. I love this song.
Are you going on record and saying that?
Hey, there's a story behind it. It's when I hooked up that Swedish girl.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, now I understand.
Yes. And this song came out. Well, never mind. It always reminds me of her. At number 14, Night Ranger. Another song from the soundtrack, the Michael J. Fox bomb, Secret of My Success. Secret of My Success is I stopped acting in bad movies. At number 13, checking in once again with Midnight Blue. We remember this one. Lou Gramm, once again from Carter.
Of course I do.
At number 12.
Young Carla doesn't remember that, though.
Young. Come on.
This one's for you, Kyle, the finer things. Something to class up the joint with us two shaved monkeys. The Finer Things by Steve Winwood. At number 11, all the young ladies loved this song back in the day. Bon Jovi, Never Say Goodbye.
Never.
Somewhere, Chrissy Brandt Bramante is crying. and clutching a picture of JBJ.
Because, you know, you couldn't tell you weren't brother and sister back in the day.
So, number 7, I'm going to skip around a little bit, is David Bowie from, oh my God, I can't remember the name of the album, Day In, Day Out.
Hey, aren't we going to see him tomorrow night?
I'm going to kick you. Number 6, I'm No Angel by Greg Allman. Number 5, this song was putrid in my eyes. Cutting Through, I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight. I heard the Dave Matthews Band is on tour covering this.
I made love to this song once.
Yeah, and I'm still sore.
Oh my God.
At number 4.
Seriously.
My car is a chick at 87. Bryan Adams, Heat of the Night. Number 3, this guy you might run into in the streets of Boston, and he may want you to buy him a meal. Peter Wolf.
I was definitely going to say Peter Wolf.
At number 2, a band that's actually going to be touring playing a show with the Eagles this summer. It's Fleetwood Mac with Big Love.
We love us some Fleetwood Mac here at the Giddy Up.
We do. We love the Mac.
Yes, we do.
This is a Lindsey Buckingham song.
No, I just love Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
That's it.
I love John McVie.
Well, I bet you do.
And at number 1, Paul the Author, take it away.
And at number 1, the number 1 song from 1987 on this day is U2. With or Without You. We're going to play it through, and we'll be right back, boys and girls, with Carla's Corner. All right, enjoy.
See the stone set in your eyes. See the thorn twist in your side. I'll wait for you. Sleight of hand and twist of fate. On a bed of nails she makes me wait. And I wait without you. With or without you. With or without you. Through the storm we reach the shore. Give it all, but I want more, and I'm waiting for.
I'm not sure what's going on here.
I don't know either.
It's time, boys and girls, for Cobbler's Corner. A new segment of our program that we have embraced, especially me and Chris, because we have no choice.
Embraced, embarrassed. It begins with an M.
Whatever it may be, but it's Cobbler's Corner.
I'll take it away, Kala.
All righty then. So here's the first question. What moment sticks out for you as your most embarrassing experience ever?
I love robots.com.
I have no idea.
Get rid of the robot.
Well, sorry, I was going to say something, but that just took it.
Yeah, that was my most embarrassing moment as well.
We just experienced
it. I'm sorry. You want to answer, Christopher?
Yes.
Christopher?
Yeah. I was at Fridays on Route 1 in Danvers, probably about 25 years ago, and I ate somebody's food.
You ate somebody's?
I ate somebody's food.
That was
Please
it.
Please elaborate.
So, you know, I thought we got, like, pot stickers or something. It was my friend Sal and I, and we had a few. And he was,
I know Sal.
Yeah, you know Sal. Yeah. Of course you do. So I was like, no, we didn't get pot stickers. I'm like, dude, it was me. Oh, and Ralph was there too, Garino. And we're like, pot stickers. Come on, we always get pot stickers. No, we didn't get pot stickers. I thought they were screwing them. Well, screw you. And I start eating them. And the waiter comes out and he's the bartender goes, those aren't yours.
Oh, my God.
So I ate somebody's food.
I don't think that's very embarrassing. I mean, you know, it happens. My, I don't know if it's my most embarrassing moment, but I remember I was living in Salem at the time, and I was at Bunghole Liquors. That's not a lie. That's the name of a place.
We actually bought someone a t-shirt.
Okay, so, yep. Of course.
We all know the Bunghole.
Yeah, we all know.
Jesus.
So, I go in to grab a six-pack. I was with my girlfriend at the time, and I come running out, and...
I'm the cut great
cut
it out.
Cut it out, Christopher.
I need TP for my Bunghole.
Christopher, cut it out. Let me finish...
Oh, yeah. You like being interrupted, do you?
No! And I run out, and I...
Are you threatening me?
Yes, I need TP for my bunghole.
Oh, my.
So I come running out with the six-pack, and somebody had pulled up next to her with the exact same car, and I jumped in her car, and I was like, all right, let's go. And I looked over and I went, ooh, yo, nope, yo, nothing. You're not my girlfriend.
You want to be?
You want to be? No, I didn't say that.
You gave her the application?
It was very awkward. She was like, what the hell? Who's this crazy guy jumping in my car?
And knowing your exuberance, that must have been shocking.
So, yeah, that was probably one of the most embarrassing moments of my life. I didn't find it embarrassing because I had already had a few cocktails in me, so I didn't care.
I came out of work one day after getting my brand new vehicle, and I walked up to it to start it up and it wouldn't open. So I went around the other side, and the door was open. I got in it and looked around and thought, what the hell happened? There was just dirt everywhere and empty trash. And
see, same thing.
I was in somebody else's car.
Same thing.
Oh, my God.
This is not my vehicle.
That was pretty bad, yeah. I was hoping nobody was looking out the window at me.
Oh, my God.
All right, if you were a server... Would you spit in a customer's food if they were rude to you?
No, never.
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 I was. We both were.
We both were, yeah. Yes.
Never.
Never.
Never did anything like that?
Never.
No.
Nope.
Well, that's good.
No,
that's good.
I just dipped my nuts in a soup.
Impugned a whole restaurant. Oh. Stick with the consommé.
It's just a tea bag.
Oh, my God. Okay, going back to the days of innocence. What is the most hilarious childhood memory you can think of?
This one.
Oh, man.
Oh, geez, I don't know.
Childhood?
Yeah. Can you think back that far?
No. I am contracting Alzheimer's, so I do not remember anything from my childhood.
And now, anything funny?
You know what? I did go down Grape Street. Remember Grape Street?
Yeah.
It was a big, huge hill. I went down on my big wheel, and I wiped out big time. And I have a scar for life on my elbow.
And that's funny?
I guess it's not that funny.
I'm depressed. I'm going to jump out a window now. All right, I have one. I just thought of one. Do you remember the old on Main Street in Everett, Pepino's restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how old I was at the time, but it was my brother and I, and my mother and my aunt. We went there, and there was this humongous woman sitting right across from us, and she was chowing like she never saw food before. And she was, I'll never forget, she had a big red face. She kind of looked like Andre the Giant, remember, with the hair.
Really?
And everything, all in polyester, as beautiful as the 70s. And she's going for it, and the two of us are dying laughing, and my mother's getting madder and madder at us. She's so embarrassed by these two buffoons sitting there at a restaurant, you know,
laughing at this
woman. Then all of a sudden, the woman caught on to what we were doing. She stopped and looked at us, and she had a big thing of cheese coming out of her face.
Oh, my God.
And the two of us just went, as we stopped for that 1 second, the two of us just went, blah, and just started all over again.
Were you afraid?
Oh, my God, we were freaking out laughing. It was the funniest thing. So that is easily the funniest childhood memory.
Very good.
I have a good one, too. Pepino's.
This one's my dad. All right, so we went to a family wedding, and everybody was all dressed up. You know the Italian weddings. It was great. So they're serving everything, and the butter's melting on the table, the little pats of butter for the bread. Dad's drinking, having a grand old time, and decides he wants to entertain us. So
good for him.
He took a pat of butter onto the nice linen napkin and placed it in the middle and gave it a yank. So the butter went shooting up in the air, landed on the woman behind us, on her shoulder, on her beautiful cashmere sweater.
Did she eat it?
Nope, but we watched the damn thing melt all night.
She didn't know.
Wait a minute. She didn't know?
She did not know. And our table was in hysterics the entire night. It was an awful thing. We're all going to hell for it. But it was a family story that we just laugh about every year.
That's awesome.
Well, that's great.
No, we're all going to hell for other reasons. Yeah. It has nothing to do with the cashmere sweater.
The butter is somewhere, you know. Do you have another one, or is that it?
Well, let's see. Do you want another one?
Well, we get 10 minutes.
All right. What is your quirky pet peeve?
You want to start, Christopher?
All right, Christopher? So basically, I am not well in the head. Everything is a pet peeve with me.
Everything bothers you.
Everything does.
That is true.
Crooked pictures, because the way my brain works is just, you know, I got an engineer's brain, and everything, I'm very... much into things being aligned, everything bothers me. Crooked pictures.
See?
If I walk into a room with a crooked picture, I will fix it.
Yeah.
It will tick me off
to
no end.
Wow.
We're Capricorns. We're very much the same, and I would do the same exact thing.
That's funny.
That's not my biggest pet peeve. My biggest pet peeve is people that, when I go into the grocery store, that walk in front of me and then just stop.
Yeah.
Oh. Yep. In the middle of the... No, don't pull over by any means, you know. Just stop. So nobody else can get by.
I got another one. Bad gym etiquette. I hate that. When somebody goes... You know, you get some idiot will go up to the rack, and they won't take their weights and step around. And they have no idea what they're doing. This is how they lift.
All right, I wish I could provide a visual for you.
Oh my God.
Well, why not? You've been videotaping us all day.
And you're like, are you kidding me? And then I give the glaring look. I'm like, step away. You take 12 and a half and move on.
12 and a half.
How about the people that play their music without headphones?
I can lift that with my dick. Oh
hey.
Jeez.
Your uncle, Dick, is strong?
Yes, he's very strong.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Yeah, he's like as strong as my mustache.
Dick Penisman.
The
I hear you come from a long line of penis men.
All right. I'm going to play one more song for Leah, and we'll be back and to say our goodbyes and,
clean up the joint.
Christ.
Take us out, Chris.
You're listening to possibly the last show I'm ever on. The Giddy Up, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
Searching all around, looking for my street corner girl.